This man who writes is Dan G, so I'll attribute this to him. The Lord ransoms the life of his servants and is tender and deliberate. God stoops down, pays the cost, and draws the captive into freedom. I'll just skip a little bit there. And that it is not a thin soul, but the full breathing self, the fears, the hopes, the pulse that keeps going when the joy has gone quiet. And then the promise, they will not be condemned. In Hebrew, the word touches not only guilt, but desolation, the hollow silence that follows loss. Mm. And some of the prayers I've heard this morning, I think people are feeling some of that, at least for others. The Lord does not only pardon, he stays. His redemption does not end at forgiveness. It reaches all the way into the emptiness and fills it with himself. And oh, do I need him to fill my life today? And then this man tells a story. And I thought it was interesting about the gentleman who was prayed for, who had that connection with Japan. 14 Yoshino cherry trees line the driveway here at my house in Tennessee, planted as a prayer, a bridge between old roots and new soil. I planted them for the same reason Japan once gifted the cherry trees to Washington, D.C. in 1912, to speak of friendship, beauty, and the hope that something delicate could thrive far from where it began. In the spring, they blush like dawn, beautiful petals drifting through sunlight, a million small promises in motion. But now they stand bare, because in America, of course, it's coming into winter. Their branches reach upward like questions, silent and still. Lately, I understand them. Seasons can strip more than trees. Sometimes life itself feels wintered, something once bright, now reduced to the quiet work of surviving the cold. And yet, even now, the roots live. Beneath bark frost and frost, there is movement, a pulse in the dark. The sap rises, though no one sees it. The tree, appearing lifeless, is preparing its return. That's what redemption looks like. The unseen kindness of God working beneath what feels gone. Winter, I've learned, is not punishment. It is the season of roots, the hidden mercy that strengthens what the bloom once hid. Fruit trees need the chill. Without it, spring would come too soon and fade too quickly. The cold is not the end, it's the preparation. The verse says, "The Lord redeems the soul of his servants." That redemption is daily. It's not just a rescue from the past, but a recreation in the present. God reshapes the heart when it lies open and still. The Redeemer's hands are never idle, even when life feels like silence. To trust him in winter is to believe that roots matter more than blossoms. It's to keep standing where he planted you, though you miss the scent of what once was. It's to let him prune away what cannot stay, and to believe that loss is not the same as being lost. A philosopher once wrote, "In the depth of winter, I finally learned that within me there lay an invincible summer." Maybe that's what this verse whispers too. The Redeemer doesn't rush the thaw. He teaches the heart to find its warmth even while the frost still lingers. And when the season turns, and it always does, the bloom that returns is not the same one that fell. It is softer, humbler, stronger. So I bless these 14 trees even now. Let them preach their winter sermon. Wait, root, trust. Spring will come, and when it does, the new blossoms will tell the story of survival turned to grace. A soft reminder that even after the coldest season, love still lives here. And then he finished with a little prayer. Redeeming God, hold my heart through this quiet frost. Let your warmth rise deep beneath the cold. And when the time is right, make me bloom again in your light.
Andrea, could you read the verse you started with for this?
Yes,
please.
Yes, of course. It's from Psalm 34, verse 22. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who trust in him shall be condemned.
Thank you.
I think it fits in very well with what you talked about today. Yeah.